Bias, Parshas Bleisecha, Pashayim Beis.
So this last week's Parsha is Mamash Shemal for Shalom Bais, right? In your Saita. There's a Midrash that it's quoted in common places. There's a Meister of Meir that he was giving a shir, and this lady was here much Friday night listening to the shir, and it went on for a long time. And after the shir ended, she came home and the lights already were out in the house. The husband said, "Where'd you go?" "I went to the drasha from the mayor." So it says the major says that the husband was a letz. He said, "Okay, go back to him, and you can't come back into my house until you spit in his face." Okay, so there's different in the major over here. Here's one nusach, and the Vika Rabba says that she stayed out of the house like 2-3 weeks. You know, you have to spit in her mayor's face. I mean, like, you have to spit in the Golodor's face. He's not going to do that, so she couldn't come home. Told her neighbor said, "Come, let's go to her mayor." So she went to her mayor, and Alinovi came and said, told him the whole story, what happened. And you were going through this whole thing. And her mayor came, and he started yawning, which was a simon that he had some type of iron her on him. And he asked anyone who knows how to take care of the problem. And she said she doesn't know. So she said that you should spit in my eye 7 times. And Kachava says he spit in his eye 7 times, and I said, "Go home and tell your husband that he told you 1 time. Then I told you, and you did it 7 times." Then the Medrash says that Talmidim came to her mayor and said, "You know what we would have done? We would have taken the husband, we take him on a shtender and give him 39 malchus, and say, 'Get home and let your wife stay home. Why'd you do that whole pool of what's going on over here?'" So her mayor said that I'm greater than Kosh Baruch Hu. Akash Baruch Hu is Meirchik Shemai for Shalom Bayis. Ma'im Shema Kodesh Nechta B'Kedusha Amar Kasev Shimcha Ma'im Lahatel Shalom Bein Ish Lishtoi Kvoid Mer L'Kol Shekein. So, Veli Piyam is Medayik from here, Meirchik Zach. It doesn't say that they were wrong in their time. Maybe Taka deserved Malkus. Maybe Taka, that's the din we should have done. But Meir was saying, Mekal Chomer, from Kosh Baruch Hu, that this is how it's been in order to have, because if you give him Malkus, maybe this is Malkus, but it's not going to bring Shalom Bayis. And over here, the Inyan Shalom Bayis is so chashiv that Mermeir is going to be mvaz himself in front of Kolam Ve'ida. He put himself in a matzah, the lady has spin in his eye, the Gadol Adar, and he was mvaz himself in an oifen, to have Shalom Bayis. So here we see the tremendous chashivus of Shalom Bayis. And Rav Lichtman points out that we all know the parasha of Saita. You take the Shemayim of Kodesh Baruch Hu, could have made the parasha without a Shem Hashem. It just happened to have a Shem Hashem. What's the pshat? Because one of the shows is Nakuda. And we're not talking about, what type of lady are we talking about? We're talking about a lady, right? The loch is, right? The husband saw a lady with a man. So he went to the lady and told his wife, "This man, I ask you to be misyachar with him anymore." Okay, so first of all, it's a prostitute that she did it to begin with. She didn't listen. And she was a siachin again. So we're not talking about, you know, the lady who's passed, went with the highest marks and the best tesnua from Beis Yaakov, right? And they went not in the siachin to limit the sharm, right? So what are they doing? Maybe Kabbalah, maybe they're learning, I don't know. But it's Hester, right? Whatever it is. But the Maisa, they weren't doing proper siachin. We're talking about Isha Prutza. And you think, for Isha Prutza, you know, Kosh Baruch Hu, from there we see that Kosh Baruch Hu, even for Isha Prutza, Kosh Baruch Hu was willing to give up his shame to help Shalom Bayis, even when the Isha did something wrong. So here we see even the more chashiv. Not where she didn't do something wrong, she went to a shir. Even when she did something wrong, she was misyachin, shloikin, rotzin, and bayin, which is a chashiv, she did znuz. And pashiv, she didn't do the ma'is znuz, but who knows what she did. And still, to bring Shalom Bayis, it's kedai. So if that's in the kuda, so then the same kuda applies to us also. Right, we don't have to have such extreme cases and our women are doing, our wives are chashon doing who knows what. But it's required upon us to be roy, to be mevater, roy to give in, and roy to give in because of Shalom Bayis. It's a very chashon in the kuda that we have to realize that I know doing, someone told me his wife threatened him that if she doesn't do this and this, she's going to walk in the street with a short skirt. Right, so he went and advised her. If imagine she's holding right. I mean, she's not in her own self worth to not go on a short skirt. She's willing to cheapen herself to go on a short skirt just to lachis her husband. And you know, so you could say, okay, you're a prostaka, you know, and forget about it. No, you have to go and bring a feiser, because he has to be machni himself to her. Okay, this is an extreme case. You always bring extreme cases just to, you know, to bring down the maisa. More to, you know, to you know, when the rabbi says, you see her a mashal, and then you say, that's you, so then it has more of an effect. So, we see it's very chash in the kuda of kriyat chavas baila. And it's in the gay of the marshal, a person wants to go to night seder. A person wants to go to night seder, and the wife wants him to take care of something. So he says it's but the Torah. Okay, first of all, you don't make a taste but the Torah, because it's not like he's a person who wasn't about the Torah first and second seder, and his mamish, she's a dovak and kosher baruch hu, but okay, let's say that is the case, that he's it's not a bit the Torah because he's mamish kol yom v'yom mamish, he has to make his 13 hours ritzifus and everything to, but here we have something. In a chayis to your wife, and you have to give into what your night seder. You have to go your night seder. But now shalom bayis is mechayiv you to give in, even if you are right. Even if you're right, pashas, you're not muchach. You're right in this case. But even in such cases where it's hazy, it's not clear, but you have to give in because shalom bayis is mechayiv you as that gadol hashalom. It's such a tremendous zach to do it, and a person can think he's being grace madregis. Is like the stipler says, there's a maisa. The Zil Tara brings down a maisa that a person became very rich. A 30-year-old Baal Bas became very rich, and he decided, you know, I'm so rich, I have enough money to support my children in Torah, whatever. I don't need the money anymore. So he's going to learn Yom V'Layla. And his wife didn't want it. His wife liked the matzav of his. We're going to work. We like this thing, learning. It bothered her. You know, that's a big trend change for a wife. You know, for living about batish and leaven to also know a ben Torah. It's a whole different lifestyle. So even her husband has money, but still, it's not the same of working. So she then he said, yeah, you know, I'm not interested in you. And there was this fighting back and forth. They went to Adam Gadol, and Adam Gadol said, so you can't just be throw away your wife like that. You have to see Achas here. The says that because you want to do the Ratzon Hashem, learn day and night, does not have a heter that you have to withdrew Shalom Bais. You have to be Messiachas here, you have to be Mephais, you have to think of Eitzis in order that there should be Shalom Bais, not just to say that, you know, you're wrong and that's it, and I have to be Messiachas to you. You have to be Messiachas in order that there should be a Matzah Shalom Bais. About that, every situation comes up, there always are shyless, and you have to always ask Adam Gadol. But you know, sometimes it's a person has a lack of parnasa, and that's what to do. But always have to reckon with the shalom bayis. And what the shalom bayis is, we see from this parasha that God will shalom. Like the stipler says that a person, he writes in the Geras HaKadosh, there's a person who had he was a big parish, Kaddish and Parishis in Shas Aino and Zachin. So the stipler, he's thinking he's mamish being dovek and kosher baruch with dveikus Parishis is a very high madrega, and he's mamish. Leila, and yet what he really is he's a ganef and a gazlan, and he's a rasha, and he's doing kol dava asa because he's not doing his chiyuvim to his wife, and his mechuyiv is to give him the chiyuv oina, and he's not doing it, and he thinks he's a kaddish. And the same thing, a person has mechuyiv to tell to his wife certain things and achrayis, and he doesn't do it. Besides the fact that it's a mechuyiv, but the Indian of shalom bayis is mechayiv you to mevater to give in. And there's a maisa with Moshe Anshan's wife that one night, 12 o'clock at night, she was on the roof. In the olden days, they had cloth diapers. So you had the cloth diapers. You had to wash them full of tzoya and every merry lime. So you had to wash it. So she was on the roof at 12 o'clock at night, and she was boiling them in a pot. And she was singing. So the lady next to the neighbor like told her, you're Meshugana. That's such a job. What are you singing? What are you so happy about? So she told her that Ramesh Anshar's wife said to her, to this neighbor, that if your husband acts with you properly, then you'll do everything b'simcha. If your husband treats you properly and is admiring you and acts you properly in a proper way, then there's nothing that a wife won't do with simcha. And that's what you're saying, that she was doing these pulos, even though they're very mevuzadik and maisim, cleaning the tzoyadik cloth in the middle of the night, isn't that? But she did it with simcha, because she knows that her husband was tremendous respect for her, and covered, and haracha, and the mela, she's willing to give in. Same thing, if you're willing to give in to her and do Shalom Bayis and be more in the Shalom Bayis and help the Shalom Bayis, then eventually she'll give in to you and do a tremendous amount of things for you. But if you don't want to, besides not having a Shalom, but she's going to pull more to you to do more, she wants to do more. And Zio Talber is magdir that it's a very chashon akuda that when you come to a machlekes in the house, it's an argument, whatever it is, that's not such a big one, but it's not a shayla if I'm right or you're right. It's a tifa zakov here. He says it's a shayla is shchina here or not shchina here. When you're doing shalom, have an argument with someone, so it's a shayla, right or wrong. I want to be right, I want you to be wrong, and the other wants to be right also. But here, it's a different akuda. Here's an Indian of shalom bayis. Godel Shalom, Ish be Ish Shalom, Shechina Shechina. A person learns Torah, a bachel learns Torah. So when Shas Ma'ase says there's a Shechina there, but it's not a Tmidas Matzav of Shechina. A bias is a Tmidas Matzav of Shechina. And therefore, when you have machlekes in the house, that you have to, it's not, you can't tell it to regular everyday people that are not holding. But here it's a Yisoidis, which we really, unfortunately, you can't really tell us to everybody. So he says, in the bias is an issue of Shechina. Of am I being doicha the regular Shechina from the house, or am I bringing Shechina? And when you look at that, it's not an issue. I'm right over my wife. It's not the issue. The wife. The wife is just a grada hechtimta, which is goyim the Shechina. And now I have to reckon with the Shechina. So people run to the kaisel to komini dvarim to go to kaisel to speak to Kosh Baruch Hu. Meanwhile, they're pushing the regular Shechina away from their own house. And people call me schoolers. Ashwai said. He said the people call me schoolers. He says a school of for shikha. If you take the first snow of the winter and put on your head, then helps for shikha because sheleg is gematria shikha. So Ashwai said that it probably lasts as long as the snow is on your head. After it melts, it's gone, the whole skula. So people are zuching skulais, and one of the says, the Gemara says, call a shari b'lai isha, shari b'lai simcha, shari b'lai bracha. Person wants bracha, it's not skula, you don't find it in some bahalten who knows what thing. You want to have bracha, it's shari b'lai isha. What does it mean? That avada means because that now you have shechina. When the makam shechina, then there's bracha. And they said they had the Shalhevis program from Zil Tabor that once a person came to Zil Tabor after the thing, he said this, and Shimshon Pinchas is alive then, Mamish has problem with Parnasa, has problem with children, has problem with Shidduchim, has Mamish is struck in his house. And they spoke to him, the Mavar, that he has a lot of Shalom Bayis problems also. They told him, you work on this Nakuda, and then you have satisfied in everything. And Kachava, he worked hard on it. And he came a matzliach that things started falling into place with parnasa and with everything because he worked on shalom bayis. Because this is a gemara fresh in Yevamis that if you have an isha you have bracha, which means that you have to have an isha that you're not going to in the kosher oifen. If you're not in kosher oifen, then you're not going to have this bracha. Same thing with simcha. What's that to call shari b'lei isha shari b'lei simcha? Because now you're a matzav of shechina. You're a matzav of shechina. If you're in a matzav of shechina, then there's simcha. Always v'chet v'mkoyim. There's constantly a makom of simcha. Okay, sometimes you're not margish it, and in the Beis Hamikdash also, Zvi Tal points out that in the Beis Hamikdash, what did they do in the Beis Hamikdash? You think they did tremendous great tzedakah and they learned Bavli Yisham? What did they do in the Beis Hamikdash? They took behemoths, they shechted it, they took dam, they sprinkled the dam, they took menachos, they made cakes and different things. They took all the gashim and kapulais, and they did it for Vayis Hashem, and that is where the Klais went up 3 times a year to see the Shechina. What did they see? They saw these pulais. Because it's not a stira. And a bias also, even though bias is full of mundane pulais, everything is mundane. As the original says that the lady is cooking is called is like a kohen gadol on the mizbeach. And there's Shechina here. When you bring up a Yiddish house with Yiddish kinder and everything and Torah v'tikah matziv, so then it's Shechina. And you have to go with a different harach, different chashivas of what's going on in the bayis. If your person realizes it, okay, so you think about it a little bit, it has a different, how long can you think about it? So you'll forget about it after, who knows how long after I spoke about it. Chabach Zamir will have an effect. But a person who has this in mind, that the whole house is Shechina, not different than the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash also, they did mundane maisim and put it kula ruchnias that it's kachem and everything. Here also a bias is a makom shal shechina where you can do dvarim shal ruchniim, and even though it's all dvarim shal mabakach, because you're mabakach into dvarim shal ruchnias. And Rav Gamliel says that in the Talmud Zvara, there's a midah of being malach b'zrachav. One of the things is that when someone is being mavayish you, so he says, "Vandach kash brachu." When we do a chet to kash brachu, still a kash brachu is being mashpin as toiv, constantly mashpin as toiv. So the Torah says we also have to follow in his ways, that even though someone's hurting our feelings and screaming at us, we have to think to him, he should be benched, he should have parnasa toivah, and he should have all good. She says, it's a very hard madrega. It's very hard to hold such a madrega. If someone's screaming at you, you should think he should be benched. So when it comes to Shalom Bais, he says it's easier. One of the reasons why it's easier is because when she's screaming at you, Pasha, she's right. If Pasha, she's right, and she's screaming at you, so you want to be able to serve with the screaming, so you think that you're a big tzaddik. And you should think that you're going to bring the madrega of Lach Madrava Kosh Baruch Hu, that of the Talmud Zvara, saying that you're, even though she's wrong, and you're being a big tzaddik, and you're going to think good about her b'shas ma'isa. So that makes it easier, because a lot of the Chopach is 50% of the time she's going to be right, right? It doesn't have to be always that, you know, even though you have a bigger aggressive lobster cup and always prove that she's wrong, but even deep down inside, you know that she's a lot of times right. And when she's screaming at you, even though she's right, but if you think this is the kuda that I'm being like doing Kosh Baruch Hu, that Lach Madrach Hu, so it's also an added, it makes it easier, it makes it easier that a person can be soivah. And again, if they have the matara that is a tachas of Shechina, then there's different tsugang, different home makes a whole different house, a different atmosphere. That's why that's one of the ways to be showing around children going, not going off the derech. Olenu, if the situation in the house is a ruach of Torah and mitzvahs, doesn't mean the person can learn the entire day. But if the ruach in the house is not focused on trying to do for each other, my wife mentioned this, that she knows someone that the husband and wife are just interested to take from each other. And they're not willing to work things out. A lot of their issues, each one has their own issues that they need to work on. This one needs maybe pills, this one needs this, whatever it is. But the point is that they're both not really work interested on trying to give to each other. They want to see how much they can take out of life. And the Mela, there's always constantly battles. If there's an attitude of we're trying to work things out, sometimes you get into an argument, it's could either maybe a little focus, the husband has more focus sometimes, and women get more excited, but it's to tell them, we're on the same side over here. We're not, sometimes there's an issue. Some different issues, there's something that brings tension. You can mock them. Oh, before you get too heated, just realize we're on the same side. We're trying to find out the solution of the problem. And I have one opinion, you have a different opinion, but we're not trying to do misnagas to each other. We're trying the matara is to come out with a solution. And if you have that, sometimes it also is a case. It makes it easier to show that you're not fighting against her. You just have to fight her because or disagree with her because you're trying out to because. And again, you have to be done with seichel. But this also helps by saying that we're on the same side. But in Rashi, the person they're both not on the same side. They're each trying to get as much as they can. So then it's always friction. And there are many different dargas of this shalom, besides only the darga of fighting. The Medrash says, in the Medrash brings down, by that in the Gala of Torah, last week of Torah of Menoyach, that we see Galal Shalom, that he brings the Gemois, the different Yon of Shalom, so it says that it brings us from the Torah. The Malach said to Eishes Menoyach, Hina at akara v'leiladet v'reis v'leiladet. He said to Eishes Menoyach that you can't physically have a child. It's impossible to have a child. And Menoyach didn't believe the whole thing, they didn't have a child, so the Malach came down again, and the Malach told Menoyach, Mekol Asher Amarti Elisha Tishamer, that whatever I told your wife to do, she has to make sure she does it. And the Medrash says, it's Mashma, they told Menoyach, that the Malach told Menoyach that I told your wife she has to eat certain things and take care of, do certain diet for in order that she can have children. And he didn't mention to Menoyach that his wife is not physically capable of having children. Now, and then we say Gadol Shalom. Now you have over here, the Malach told Eishes Menoyach she's going to have a child. So you have that talk already. Now, what is the lack of Shalom? Where's going to be lack of Shalom? So his wife can't have a child. But she's going to have a child anyway. What's the difference? Pshat is, because even though Menoyach was a Maimon, he knew that if it's Minas Shamayim, his wife can't have children, it's Minas Shamayim, because Baruch Hu obviously gave him a wife who can't have children. And even it's Minas Shamayim, that's what she has. And it's even better now that she's having a wife that can't have children, is going to have a child. So where's the lack of Shalom Bayis? But just the fact that he knows he has a wife that has such a pagam that waters down the chashivas of his wife. It waters it down, it ruins something over here, and Mela causes a Leichheit in Shalom Bayis. That's why Rick Miller, in his 10 steps to his 10 commandments of marriage, says that a woman should never tell her husband that she has her arms smell. She's sweating a lot and she stinks. No, the husband knows, or he could smell, or he doesn't know, but he knows that people sweat and they stink. But just to speak it out, it causes a belittlingness of the wife in the eyes of the husband. And that causes a lack of shivas. You shouldn't tell the husband, shouldn't tell the wife, you know, I was in third grade, I got expelled for a week because I burnt all the math books. You know, it's a nice thing, you can tell your friends and how you did it and all the shtick. And it's all gone already, but as it is, In front of her, she looks at you a certain way. You are watering down the Shalom Bayis. And Akdei Kach, we see this Nakuda that Yaakov Netzki said that when it says in Parshas Lech Lecha that the Parshas Vayera, the Malachim came and said, Ayei Yishtecha. So the Chav of Sarah and Avram. So here we're talking about Avram Avinu and Sarah were the Mishnah Mikdash is a dogma or is a doyma to the matzav of Avram and Sarah and their Bayis. So they're married for 90 or however amount of years. You think they have problems showing bias? What's the chava's baila? Well, you know what could it be already? So Yaakov says, you see that there's constantly, no matter how much shalom bias you have, how much shleimus and kirvus hashchina you have, you could always bring more in, more and more and more. And therefore, besides the loma dragas, the fighting, but there's always an issue of being moisif and being moisif. And the have of the I did a tribute to a certain bacher because it came because of my wife. So the bacher, you know, looks like, says, "Wow, you have such a wonderful wife." Now I knew my wife did it for him, and when he said that, it meant tremendous iris of a chashivas for my wife. And I said, "Yeah, you're right." And I said, "Baruch Hashem, I have a wonderful wife." But he didn't know how much he had no idea how much he made me feel, and it was my to chashivas my wife. I came home and I told my wife the whole conversation to bring out this nakuda. And it's not like, you know, I knew already that my wife did it and it came from my wife and everything. But when he just, the way he said it, it brought it out again. And same thing, a person can bring out to himself and bring out to his wife. Bring out, a person should bring, if person has to be an honor. But when it comes to his house, he shouldn't be an honor. If he had a good chabura, he's machaven to kiveger, he's machaven to something, he did something very good, he did his friend his chesed, the shiva did something, told him something very good about himself, he has to go home, and that guy doesn't belong over here. He's not doing it for guy. He's doing it to bring out, to be ma'agid, and bring more shalom bayis, and with more shalom bayis, more shechina. So it's all tales. People always, you know, even from the wives, is this, I'm not right, and this and that. Yeah, but you can say, I did this, and I did that. Mishem, believe it or not, I'm going to tell him. I say, give him a nice chabur and shalom bayis. I don't know, you don't want to tell me yes or no, but I can still say it. Right? Because they appreciate it, and it brings a haracha. And the more you show the haracha that they see you, that their husband is more special in their eyes, that brings more shalom bayis. The same thing, the more you show you appreciate them, getting dressed to go out of chasana. So you say a line, I don't know, I say, eat your wife, the sprach, but you say to your wife, we can't go to chasana, because they're not going to know the difference between you and the kala. Okay, she knows you're joking, but the mice is such a vart, such a zog. It shows that you're thinking about her, and each one has their own way of saying the expression. But these things, do you think they're not worth it? From a moment when we see, where's your wife? He knows his wife is. We think his wife went to, where she go anyways? Right? What's my problem's wife going to do? Right? So, but just to bring out the nakuda, that's kedai. Same thing, that just to bring out a little more of these nakudas, that's kedai, because that is gerim more shechina. But bais and tachas is to bring shechina. When you have more shechina, you have simcha and you have bracha, and which eventually you mention that the Chazal say you're going to have more tire also.